at the nation's highest court. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The Supreme Court is considering arguments over whether Google and Twitter should be subjected to lawsuits over some of their content.
At issue, Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, which shields social media companies from lawsuits based on what is posted and shared on third-party websites and platforms. In 2015, 23-year-old Noemi Gonzalez, an American college student visiting Paris, was killed in an ISIS attack. Her family sued Google, Facebook, and Twitter, arguing all three recommended to their users extremist content from ISIS-related groups. The family argues an algorithm to send content to users was not protected by Section 230. In court, the justices pressed lawyers to differentiate between whether big tech was recommending or providing harmful content online.
Fox's David Spunt. The High Court is hearing a case with a similar theme involving Twitter tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin raising tensions with the U.S. as he suspends the last remaining nuclear pact with the U.S. He made the announcement in a State of the Nation speech and said he will not change strategy in the war in Ukraine. On the 58th anniversary of the assassination of Malcolm X, his family has announced plans to sue the CIA, FBI, the New York City Police Department, and others for $100 million for wrongful death.
The only thing they can do is try to right a historic wrong. Not just for his family, but for his people and this world.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crum. Three men were convicted in the assassination. Two were exonerated in 2021. Crum says government agencies, including the FBI and NYPD, had factual evidence that was concealed from the men who were wrongfully convicted. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congressman George Santos makes an admission in a new interview with a British TV network.
Republican lawmaker telling Talk TV's Piers Morgan he made mistakes under pressure, but that his lies were not about tricking the people, but more about getting accepted by the party locally. Santos, who's the subject of several congressional investigations, confessing one of his biggest regrets was lying about obtaining a college education. He did, however, stand by his claims of attending Horace Mann despite the New York prep school having no record of him. He also defended his claim about his mother surviving 9/11, calling it insensitive to try to rehash his late mother's legacy. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Mormon Church and its financial management company agrees to pay millions of dollars to settle accusations it covered up a $32 billion investment portfolio.
The Securities and Exchange Commission charges Ensign Peak Advisors Incorporated, a nonprofit entity operated by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for failing to file forms that would have disclosed the church's equity investments, filing forms for shell companies that obscured the church's portfolio, and misstating its control over the church's investment decisions. Alleging from 1997 to 2019, it created 13 shell LLCs in an attempt to hide the church's portfolio, which grew to approximately $32 billion by 2018, doing so with the church's approval, charging the church for causing these violations. Ensign Peak Advisors agreeing to pay a $4 million penalty, the church a $1 million penalty. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Medical marijuana legislation in North Carolina is advancing in the state Senate. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted for the legislation. It's expected to go before the full state Senate sometime next week. 37 states and the District of Columbia allow the medical use of cannabis products, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.